Jupiter. Oh. How weary are my spirits?
I care not for my spirits if my legs are not weary.
I could find in my heart to disgrace my man's apparel and cry like a woman.
Oh.
But I must comfort the weaker vessel. This doublet and hose ought to show itself courageous to petticoat. Therefore, courage. Good Aliena, I pray you bear with me. I cannot go no further.
For my part, I'd rather bear with you than bear you.
Well, this is the forest of Arden.
Aye, now am I in Arden. No more fool I. When I was at home, I was in a better place. But travellers must be content.
I'm be so good, Touchstone. Look, who comes here? A young man and an old and solemn talk.
That is the way to make her scorn you still.
Oh, Corin, that thou knewest how I do love her.
I partly guess, for I have loved her now.
Oh, no, Corin. Being old, thou canst not guess. Though in thy youth thou wast as true a lover as ever sighed upon a midnight pillow. But if thy love were ever like to mine, sure, I think did never man love so. How many actions most ridiculous hast thou been drawn to by thy fantasy?
Into a thousand, but all forgotten.
Oh, thou didst then never love so heartily. If thou rememberest not the slightest folly that ever love did make thee run into, thou hast not loved.
What?
If thou hast not sat as I do now, wearying thy hero and thy mistress' praise, thou hast not loved.
For if thou hast not broke from company abruptly as my passion now makes me, thou hast not loved. Oh, Phoebe, Phoebe, Phoebe.
Oh,
alas, poor shepherd. Searching of thy wound, I have by hard adventure found mine own.
We that are true lovers run into strange capers. But as all is mortal in nature, so is all nature in love mortal in folly.
Thou speakest wiser than thou art ware of.
I shall ne'er beware of mine own wit till I break my shins against it.
Jove, this shepherd's passion is much upon my fashion.
And mine, but it grows something stale in me.
I pray you, one of you question yond man if he for gold will give us any food. I faint almost to death.
Hola! You call?
Each fool is not thy kinsman.
Who calls?
Your betters, sir.
Else are they very wretched.
Peace, I say. Oh. Good evening to you, friend.
And to you, gentle sir. And to you all.
I prithee, shepherd, if that love or gold can in this desert place buy entertainment, bring us where we may rest ourselves and feed. Here's a young maid with travel much oppressed and faints for succour.
Fair sir, I pity her, and I wish for her sake more than for mine own. My fortunes were more able to relieve her. But I'm shepherd to another man, and do not shear the fleeces that I graze. My master is of churlish disposition, and little recks to find the way to heaven by doing deeds of hospitality. Besides, his coat, his flocks and bands of feed are now on sale. And at our sheep cut now, by reason of his absence, there is nothing that you will feed on. What is, come see, and in my voice most welcome shall you be.
What is he that shall buy his flock and pasture?
That young swain that you saw here by their wall, that little cares for buying anything.
I pray thee, if it stand with honesty, buy thou the cottage, pasture, and the flock, and thou shalt have to pay for it of us.
And we will mend thy wages. I like this place, and willingly could waste my time in it.
Assuredly, the thing is to be sold. Go with me. If you like, upon report, the soil, the profit, and this kind of life, I will your very faithful feeder be, and buy it with your gold right suddenly.